So the question is, between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim, what exactly is the Shita? So Maisa Shabau Banav. So Ad Hashta Lo Shmiel Lehu Hadar Gamliel. So they didn't really understand their father's Shita. So Hachi Kamrile Rabbanan Pligani Lavach V'Yachid Rabim Halachik Rabim. So Dad, are you Das Yachid? And, sorry, Dad. Odilma Rabbanan Kavasach Zvir Lehu V'Haida Kamri Ad Chatzos G'dei L'Harchik Adem Min Aveira. So Amar Lehu Rabbanan Kavasi Zvir Lehu V'Chayabin Atem. Okay, so what he explains is that the so-called dispute between him and the Chachamim is no dispute at all. What he was just articulating was the din, and the Chachamim were articulating the gzeira of kidei laharchik es ha'adam min ha'avera. So then the question is, so why did Rabbi Gamliel come along, all together? So the answer is because this is not obvious altogether. That when you're dealing with a gzera derabanan, so very often what will happen is that once the rabbis come and say, okay, rabbanan amri ad chatzos kedei laharchik adam min havera, so sometimes that might mean that you can't do something after chatzos, okay? So we're going to see examples. The rest of the Gemara is going to be about, let's say, the Karban Pesach, etc. That's the machlokis between Reb Lazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, about the question of chatzos versus alos hashachar. But everybody's going to agree that you can't eat the Karban Pesach past chatzos, right? So the big chiddush of Ma'ariv is that the knas, or the gzera, we should call it the gzera, was established so that people would still be able to fill their mitzvah saseh deraisa afterwards, okay? So Asher, that's a very important thing. There are sometimes when the rabbis will come along, and yesh koach b'yad chachamim, right? The rabbis sometimes do have the authority to do this, which is to narrow your window to be mekayim something, okay? Let's say, according to the Rambam, since tefillah is a mitzvah saseh deraisa, any time of the day, but once the rabbis establish the pattern for what tefillah looks like, so whatever you think of the status of, let's say, tefillah after 4 hours before the end of the 6th hour, right? Where the Gemara says, schar tefillah bizman aleka, schar tefillah ika, right? Clearly, at that point, you're not getting the full, mitzvah of tefillah, and certainly after that point, for sure. So what I'm just suggesting is that, when the rabbis come along and make a gzera, laharchik es adam min avera, it's never obvious that means that you can fall back on the doraisa, okay? So what Rabbi Gamliel is explaining is that this gzera doraisa, this gzera was still patterned in such a way that the doraisa would continue to be accessible. But you can't say that about the other things on the list. Velozo bilvad amru el, Rabbi Gamliel mika amrad chasot, siktari velozo bilvad. So the Gemara, the Bach takes out amru, hachikamru le Rabbi Gamliel levnei, afilu le rabbanan dekami ad chatzos, mitzvasa chiala mun ashachar, vahay dekami ad chatzos, kidei laharchik adam min ha'avera, as opposed to the other things on the list. So we'll take a look. So Hector chalavim ve'evarim. So remember, nobody ever said Hector chalavim ve'evarim is until chatzos. That's just the Melitza and the Mishnah. But everybody agrees that falls into the category of the Mishnah and Megillah Ephraim, which is davar shemitzvasa b'layla. Good. So ilu achilas psachim lo ketani. That's not on the list. Why not? So arminu kriyat shema arvis ve'halel b'leile psachim ve'achilas pesach mitzvasan. So what's the din of halal and pesach? We're not talking about asher yelachem kelel is kaddish chag, not the masecha sofrim halal, but the regular halal is a din in achilas karban pesach. It's one of the chilukim between pesach rishon and pesach sheni, right? Pesach rishon and pesach sheni are shavim for purposes of halal at the shechita, but not at halal with the achila. Halal of shechita is karban pesach, right? Efshar Yisrael. Exactly. Okay, but that doesn't apply to achila. So the achila is until chatzos. So why is the achila until chatzos? That's the pasuk in the chumash. So the halal, which is on the achila, is tied to that. So what echo of that do we have lahalacha today? Shitas. Being makbid. Well, no, that's a different din. That's the halal from Masechta Sofrim. Being makpid to say halal, right, on the Haseder, right, before chatzos. Who shita is that? It's cited by the Rama. You should try to be machmer for it if you can. That's the Ran. The Ran thought that, right, because the Afikomen has a zecher of the Karban Pesach. Some people eat the two kizesim because it's also matzah. If you think that's the fundamental chiyuv of matzah, that might be shita's harambam, that might be shita's rashi. So whether one kizayas or two, but let's say, it's certainly a zecher of the Karban Pesach, So that would have to be until Chatzos, and the Hallel of Achilas Karban Pesach was also a din of Chatzos. So that's a sheet of the Ran. It's Nifsak LaHalach on the Ramah. So just try to be careful about that as well. Just add in, because, you know, we're talking about it right now, that the Rav pointed out that of the four differences, you know, the three differences that Reb Chaim said between Zechira and Zippur, Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're going to get to this sugya really soon, because the Zechira is Yetzias Mitzrayim component. You saw that it already came up, Agav, in Mitzvah Beis yesterday. So the three differences being, what were Reb Chaim's three differences? So Reb Chaim said, it's Derech Shelo Tshuva, B'Shah Sheyesh Matzah U'Marur Munachim Lefanecha, that you actually have the props, right? And Maschal B'Gnos U'Misayim B'Shevach, okay? So those were Reb Chaim's three differences. The Rav added on to that a fourth, Lefikach anachnu chayavim lahodo sulahalel, that since it's, you know, chayav adam liros esatzmo, laharos esatzmo, so if you were really redeemed, you would start singing shira right away, just like the Jews did, you know, al hayam, which is why we actually integrate halel into magid itself. So that would be the fourth difference between zechira and sipor. So again, the halel that, you know, as we practice it, it actually becomes an intrinsic part of sipor. It's yes, so I'm attached to the carbon pesach as well. So I'm Rav Yosef Lokasha, Rav Lezer ben Azariah, Rabbi Kiva, the Tani vechuas abasar b'layla hazeh, Rav Lezer ben Azariah omer, nerakam b'layla hazeh, v'nermer lahalan v'avarati v'aretz Yisrael b'layla hazeh, mal halan ad chatzos, avkan ad chatzos. So Rav Lezer ben Azariah holds that there's only one din chatzos de'oraisa, and that's achilas carbon pesach. Okay, that otherwise chatzos is not a real time period. The only real time period is called shkia, tseis, alos, and nates. But chatzos is not a din d'oraisa at all, according to Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, chatzos really isn't a din d'oraisa either, but because achilas karban pesach was patterned in makas bechoros is b'chatzos halayla ni yotzei b'soch mitzrayim, afkan ad chatzos. So amalei Rabbi Akiva, v'lokmar nevar b'chipazon, ad shas chipazon, the Jews left in the morning, right? Yom tseis chamer tzitzrayim. Imkin matam alam b'layla yachol yanechol kikachim b'yom, Tamalolam Ralaila, right? Vechlos Abasar Balaila. Balaila Hunechal Velo Beyom. Bisham, the Rabbi Ben Azariah, he's like Zer Shava. So he needs Vechlos Abasar Balaila Hazeh, because he has the actual word Hazeh, right? In the context of Yavarti Beretz Mitzrayim, Balaila Hazeh, Hazeh, Hazeh. So you need that for Rabbi Ben Azariah. He's like Zer Shava. Itrich Lemechtiv Hazeh. Ala Rabbi Akiva, Hai Hazeh, Mayavidlei. So the Mute Laila Achor Dasa. Salkade Dechaminaho, Pasach Kachim Kalim, Shlam Kachim Kalim. Mashlam nechal in mishne yamim v'layla echad ad pesach nechal shtei leilos makom beiz yamim v'nechal beiz lelos v'yom echad kamashmalan balayla hazeh balayla huzeh nechal v'enu nechal balayla achar. So this is a critical line. Pesach, the carbon pesach is part of a din shlamim, right? If you offer a carbon pesach shelo lishma, it automatically becomes carbon shlamim, right? You know, if it's bisman pesach, it would be possible, but any other time of the year. So basically, any shlamim besides the todah is nachal shnei yamim v'layla echad. So Rashi explains the Gemara in the following sense here. Once the Gemara was mamayit achilas yom, so what do we mean to say that, okay, just like shlamim is 2 days and one night, meaning yom shchita so yeachal mimacharas, and you have, of course, that night as well, you can't eat it past shkia of the second day, so karban pesach, the havamina was, you get to eat it night one. We already said you can't eat it during the day. Nachal balayla v'lo bayom, v'achlos abasar balayla, so Rashi says this would be an incredible chiddush, where you'd have essentially a latent period for the korban. So that day you couldn't eat it, but it's not nifsal, would be unprecedented in the world of kachim. So it would just be sort of in this you know, period of abeyance, and then the next night you'd be able to eat it again. That was the havamina, because you cannot extract korban pesach from the world of shlamim. Okay, that was the havamina. So according to Rabbi Kiva, you need v'achuas abasar b'layla hazeh, because Rabbi Kiva was absolutely convinced that Karban Pesach belonged, you know, inextricably to the world of Kachim. So Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah milo susiru ad boker nafka. So Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah says it's impossible, because it already says you can't leave it over until the morning. So Rabbi Akiva, yimei hasam havamina my boker, boker sheni, that you would expect that you're just not allowed to leave it over to the, you know, the next day. It's the first day after Yantif. For Blazer, I'm l'chal kol boker, boker rishon. Boker is always the next morning. Okay, v'hani t'nai k'nani t'nai. The machlokas Rabbi Kiva and Blazer ben Azariah actually echoes an earlier machlokas between Rabbi Kiva's Rebbeim. T'tanya sham tizbachas ha-pesach ba'arev kivo ha-shemesh mo'yit tizchami mitzrayim. Rabbi Blazer omer ba'arev ata zoveyach. Okay, Rashi explains again, ba'arev l'shitaso, meaning after chatzos, right? Ba'erev, what we call Arevas Yom, when the day starts to turn, when the shadows start to move into the west. Ba'erev ata zoveach, uchavo ha-shemesh ata ochel, meaning the end of Bi'ah Shemesh, ta'inu tzeis ha-kochavim, you can begin eating. Ve'achu ha-sabasar ba'layla hazeh, u'mo'ei tzeis ha-mimitzrayim ata sorev, right? And then you actually would have to burn it, because it would be nosar already in the morning. So he's holding that you can only eat it until chatzos, seeming like the view of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Yeshua Omer ba'erev ata zoveach vo ha-shemesh ata ochel ad masay ata ochel v'holich ad moed seis chamim mitzrayim. Okay, so what's all this about? Amar Baba kol modim shenigalu Yisrael mitzrayim lo nigalu elo ba'erev. God basically released them from shibud mitzrayim at night. The Egyptians were ready to send them. Shenemar hoti achasham akim mitzrayim lailach. Sheyatzu lo yatzu lo ba'yom. Shenemar b'macharasa pesach yatzu b'nei Yisrael b'yad marama. Ama nechaku al shas chipazon. So what they're basically arguing about is that the carbon pesach is tied into chipazon, right? V'achaltem oso b'chipazon, so shas chipazon. So what does that mean? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah savor my chipazon, chipazon in Mitzrayim. So the carbon pesach, just like shchitas carbon pesach, was an assault on the Egyptian gods, right? That's what Shabbos HaGadol is about, the tour, as you understand. It was their, that was their Eliel, was the sheep, the Tala, etc. So just like the shchitas carbon pesach was an assault on the Egyptian god, so to the achilas carbon pesach was an assault on the Egyptians, and it was tied into chipazon in Mitzrayim. Rabbi Kiva Sever, my chipazon, chipazon di Israel. The carbon pesach is really a carbon of geula, so it was going to wait for when the Jews actually left. So you just have a fundamental machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah what the nature of achilas carbon pesach is really all about. So Tanna mihachia tiachasham keitzrayim laila v'chiba laila yatzu v'lo lo yatzu l'bayom shnemar mimacharas pesach yatzu b'nei sol b'yad rama elam melamed shischila lahem geula miba'erev. So we'll see that this is goof of the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We'll come and discuss it even further. About smichas gula l'tvila that we had in Daf Dalid, right? Whether you need smichas gula l'tvila at night, everybody agrees that you need it by yom. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says there is no smichas gula l'tvila, but at night, because in the end of the day, the Jews only left really in the morning. So it's not a gu'ulam al yasa, as the Gemara says back in Daf Dalid. So daber na b'yaznei ha'am, Moshe was asked, please speak to the Jewish people about taking money. So since when do you have to beg people to take money? That sounds funny. So Imri Dvei Rav Yani Eino Al Lashon Bakasha, right? So I'm like, because Baruch Lamoshe Bakasha Mincha Aleich Vemor Laham Yisrael Bevakasha Mikem Shalom Yitzayim Klei Chasev Klei Zahav Shelo Yomar Oso Tzadik. So Avram will not complain about me. Vavadum Minus Osam Kiim Bahem Veachrei Chen Yitzir Berchush Gadol Lo Kiim Bahem. So Amr Lo, so the response was Halavai Shen Yitzir Batzmenu Mashal Adam Sheyachavish Beis Asur Vayu Omrim Lo B'nei Adam Motzin Os Chalamachar Beis Asur V'nos L'chamamon Harbe. They're going to break you out of here tomorrow with $1 million. Omer Lahem, break me out of here today, and I'll go without any money altogether. B'vakasha Mikem Hotziuni Hayom V'eni Mivakesh Klum. So basically, the idea is, people in jail don't worry so much about money. So the idea of V'achrei Chen Yetu B'chosh Gadol was more Havtacha Tavram than it was necessary for Klal Yisrael. Vayash Yilum Amar B'yami Melamit Sheishilum Bal Korcham Ikadami Bal Korcham Mitzrayim Ikadami Bal Korcham Di Yisrael Mandami Bal Korcham Mitzrayim Nuchsev. Now it's Chalik Shalal, right? Of course, the Egyptians weren't happy to part with all of their goods. So Mandam Rabal Korcham Di Yisrael Mishum Masoy. So we've got to get out of here. We've got to be light on our feet. Like a trap, an animal trap that doesn't have actual bait, right? There was literally nothing left there. Like a pond which has been totally, there's no fish left in there. For reasons of pollution, we just literally pulled it all out. So, famous Gemara, so I'm in the fun of Ribono Shalom Daya Letzara Bishata. I don't think I'm going to tell the Jewish people quite that. Right? I think they've got enough problems right now. So to indicate to them, Asher Eheyeh, that you'll be with them in future tzaros, I think right now we just need to get them out of Shibud Mitzrayim. So I'm like, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Leichem Or Lehem. He says, yeah, good idea. Eheyeh Shlachani Aleichem. Okay, I'm with you now, but, we'll worry about tomorrow. Aneni Hashem Aneni. So obviously Aliyah at Har Carmel. So Amar Vau Lamar Meliar Eliyahu Amar Aneni Shtei Pa'amim Lamed Shamar Eliyahu Lithei Kadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam Aneni Shetir Yedei Shmini Shamayim V'Tol Kol Kol Asher Al Mizbeach V'Aneni Shetasiach Daitem Kidei Shelo Yomer Ma'isek Shavim Mim Shenemar V'Atasi Bosa Mislibam Achor Anis. So if you really understand what's happening, I know you guys all learned Sefer Melachim last year, The point is as follows, that what Eliyahu was trying to say was that these aren't really two different bakashos. That, of course, he was interested in, you know, getting everybody to realize that the Nevi'ei Baal were Nevi'ei Sheker. The problem was, is that nothing would be gained if he thought it was a Maisik Shafim. Right? The goal wasn't to get them to give up Baal to adopt Kishuf. Right? It was to get them to say, Hashem hu Elokim, at Mataya Tempo Schim al Shnei Asi'ipim. So Eliyahu knew that the tactics that he was using, you know, were very high-stakes tactics, because, you know, this sound and light, by the way, was it successful in the long term? No, right? It ended up not really working. You have to value what exactly was the value at the end of that Hurrah Shah. It's kind of, you know, it's unfortunate. You know, you had to use those kind of tactics and there was no long-term yield. So what the Gemara is pointing out is Eliyahu knew full well that he was involved in a very, you know, high-risk maneuver, because it was just as likely that Klal Yisrael would conclude that, oh, okay, you know, we don't serve the Baal, but, you know, maybe we should, you know, all become, you know, mechashvim. We were talking before about the Shadim, the Mechablam, you know, so we should all become mechashvim, you know, so Eliyahu davened that not only would he be effective, you know, in the tactical sense, but that actually it would have the desired impact and get the Jewish people to give up Avodah Zarah. Unfortunately, you know, we know what the story is. So again, major, major point in halacha to keep in mind is chatzos is not really as man d'oraisa. Okay, it's as man d'rabbanan kedei l'harchik es adam min avera. The one exception might be that if you hold v'achalta moso b'chipazon means chipazon de Mitzrayim, because the achilas karban pesach matches the shchitas karban pesach, as an attack on the Egyptians, so Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had this carve out of chatzos d'oraisa. Otherwise, there is no idea of chatzos laila d'oraisa. Of course, chatzos yom d'oraisa is important for many, 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 many halachos, okay? You know, tefillah according to the rabbis, certainly chametz, koshchitas karban pesach, karban tamid, many other things, but chatzos laila is not really as man d'oraisa. Okay, hold it up there.